Hello and welcome to the No Room for Doubt podcast. My name's Kyra Matthews. I'm a manifestation obsessive and I help creatives and independent business owners overcome self-doubt and anxiety so they can build thriving businesses online. So let's get into it.
Hello friends. This is last in the series of Ganny Week, a collection of episodes, three episodes, where I take you behind the scenes of all of the things that were involved with securing my dream partnership, Ganny. I've already told you, I like to make things a big deal, squeeze every moment for all that I can get. And I got three podcasts out of it. I could talk about Ganny for the rest of my life. I love them way too much. I think I just cringed at myself, but it's okay. It's okay. Anyway, today we're going to be talking about the Future Self formula revisited. In brackets, I have simplified here on my screen because this is just a reminder. It's been a minute since I've spoken about the Future Self formula, but it's still the thing that I always come back to time and time again. With myself, with my clients, with the things that I'm doing in the world, it's my North Guiding Star. So, very simply, what is a future self? A future self is you, sometime in the future, you get to decide who has achieved the thing that you want. So right now, maybe you haven't started a business, but your future self in 2 years has started a business and is a leader in that space for whatever magic and greatness you do. Your future self could be you right now. No, sorry, there's you right now. And your future self could be you when you've run a marathon, when you've written a book, when you've signed a book deal, when you've launched your podcast and it's got 30,000 downloads. Whatever it is, you get to decide. Why do we think about your future self? Why is it important to set that vision for where you want to be? Now, the timeline, like if you say 1 year, 2 year, 5 years, 30 days, 7 days, whatever, the timeline isn't as important as the destination of where you want to go. When you know where you want to end up, it's going to be so much easier to make the decisions that are going to lead you there. For example, if you're saying that you want to travel around the world, you're going to start making decisions to run your business in a way that allows you to travel versus running your business in a way where you leaving the country for more than 3 days would be a disaster. When you decide the kind of opportunities you want to be open for, then you kind of can start to know the things that you should be doing, the skills that you need to learn, the people that you need to build relationships with. You can start to prep yourself and your business to be ready for all of the things that you want to do, achieve, and receive. I think there's a really famous basketballer. Is it Michael Johnson? Oh, God. Michael Johnson, Nick Johnson. Gosh, there's a really famous basketballer who has like really good discipline. Maybe his name is Michael Johnson. But that feels really wrong. Anyway, there's a really famous American basketballer. He's the guy who's done all the stuff with Nike. He said this really famous quote that I read years ago that's always stuck with me. And it said that luck is when an opportunity comes and you're prepared for it. And that is essentially the future self formula in a nutshell. It's like getting ready for all the opportunities that you want and being prepared for it ahead of time so you can create those opportunities, and for so when those opportunities land, you're like, I'm ready for it, let's go. Gosh, it's going to annoy me. Maybe his name is Michael Johnson. Michael Jordan! Fuck! Excuse my language. Yeah, Michael Jordan. I think that is correct. He said that. What I can see happen for business owners when they haven't taken the time to decide what they want, where they want their life to be, is they just kind of make a vision board with their friends, they get some wine, they get some magazines, they make this vision board, and they start living their life, running their business, blah, blah, blah. But there's like two different tracks, it's almost two train tracks that never... Excuse me. I'm still sick. But yeah, it's like two separate train tracks that never cross over or come into contact with each other. There's a dream version of what they wish their life would be, and it just lives in their mind. And then there's their actual life that feels so far away from the dream version. As soon as you identify your future self and your future vision, what's going to then happen is you're going to have to ask yourself, am I showing up to my life in the ways that my future self would be showing up? And this is not to shame you. This is not to say you're not doing enough. It's not to say that you're not doing it right. If you start having thoughts like that, just hold on, slow down. This is not... It should feel quite eye-opening and almost like a light bulb turning on, like, oh, wow, actually, my future self would be more self-assured and they would just put themselves out there even though they could get rejected, and they would deal with the rejection when it comes and not hide from the rejection. Maybe your future self was actually like, oh, you know, I've been... saying yes to all of these things that my friends want me to do, but I haven't been making any time for the things that I really care about. So it shouldn't feel like judgment. It should feel like this light bulb and this very clear sense of, okay, there's me who I am right now. And if I continue doing the things that I am doing right now, I will create more of the life that I have right now. Versus there's my future self, this future version of me. I want to create that life. And in order to create that life, I have to today start doing the things, thinking the thoughts, making the decisions, and building the kind of life that that future self would do and would have in a very simplistic way to think about it. And this whole podcast is filled with lots of juicy episodes about all of the challenges, roadblocks that come when you're making that transition from the life you have now and the belief system you have now to the belief system that you want to have. And when you are doing this, it's really easy to be like, okay, this is why I used to hate vision boards. I love vision boards, but I used to not recommend them because what's the point of sticking images on a piece of paper if you don't have the confidence to bring it to life? Like, it's not the piece of paper that's going to create your dream life. It's you that's going to create the life that you really want. So I used to be really against them, but what I realized is actually, no, I like them because, you know, it sets a precedent for how you want to show up to your life. And as you do this, one of the biggest things that will have to change is you'll have to change your worldview, because you right now in your current life has a current worldview. Like, you view the world in this very specific way. You're like, this is right, this is how the world works, this is what is possible and this is what is not possible. But when it comes to your future self, they are very likely to view the world in a completely opposite way to how you view the world. What they believe is possible will be different. What they believe they can and can't do will be completely different. And how easy it is, how relatively easy they think it will be to achieve that thing will be completely different. And here's what I mean. Sometimes I get the chance and the privilege to talk to women who are just incredible. Like, I admire them so much, even though they don't actually mentor me. I consider them mentors, because I look at them and their business and I feel like I learn so much just from how they show up in the world. I'm going to shout out my girl, Steph from Fuck Being Humble. She's amazing. Isn't she just amazing? Like, I actually just had to pause. I was just going to go to the next sentence, but let's take some time to like celebrate Steph. She's amazing. And there are things that she would say, well, I'd be around her and I'll be like, wait, what? You just did what? Like, because, and she'll just throw something off, like really shorthanded, like, yeah, I just did this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm there standing there like, how does she do that thing? Like, in my mind, it seems impossible because of my worldview. But to her, it was Tuesday's meeting. It was 10 p.m. last week, or 10 a.m. last week, right? It's so easy for her, like certain things. And you, once you decide, okay, your future self has this worldview, they believe this is possible, you want to put yourself in the environment with those people who have the worldview that you want. And when you get into the environment with the people who have the worldview that you want, you're going to hear them say stuff and it's going to be jarring at first. Like that moment I described having with Steph, like, what? She just did that in 20 minutes? It would take me 2 years to do that. They're going to say things that are going to be incredibly jarring. And you're going to want to argue with them. You're going to want to say, no, but you don't know what it's like for me. You're not living in reality. That's because you're special. That's because you have talents that I don't have. You're going to want to argue and say that the reason why they can do the things that they can do is something because of them and not something that's possible for you. Do not do this, please. Don't argue with them. Argue with yourself. And what I mean by that is challenge yourself. When you see someone doing something and they describe it to you and it sounds so easy and they were so confident and they were so self-assured, assuming that they're being authentic and genuine and all this stuff, and this isn't some weird, crazy person, start to challenge yourself of, why do I think I couldn't do that? And ask yourself why 5 times. Okay, but why do I think I couldn't do that? Why do I believe that? Who taught me that? Where did I get that from? Is that really true? Is it really not possible for me, or have I just not done it before? Like, I've never made a tiramisu. I feel like I could make one. Like, I don't think I'm going to win MasterChef, but I definitely could make one. I just have never done it before. And notice, if you've never made a tiramisu before, there's no sense of insecurity. There's no sense of embarrassment that you haven't made it. You just haven't made it. And imagine if you approached all your goals in your business that way. Like, it's not wrong that you haven't done it yet or you haven't achieved it yet. You just haven't got round to making or doing that thing. And that's totally okay. You don't have to approach new opportunities with fear, self-doubt, and a lack of self-trust. You can approach them from, okay, yeah, I'm doing this for the first time, but that's all good. So, slight tangent there. But when you find people with the worldview that you want, don't argue with them. Challenge your own thinking. And I am going to plug myself here, because a great way to challenge your thinking is the Future Self 90 Day Journal. The Future Self 90 Day Journal, I remember when I was publishing it in 2021, one of my clients said, it's like having a coaching session in a book. all of the questions in there are designed to challenge your thinking, to bring awareness to your roadblocks, to really ask you, like, wait, why don't you think you can do that thing? Go and get it. Go and get it on my website. It's very, very good. And the Future Self 90 Day Journal is now digital. How fun. So you can get it, you can print it out, you can use it on your iPad, use it on your Remarkable, whatever you've got. It's really, really fun. All you have to do is go to kyramatthews.com/shop to get your copy. Thank you for so much. What am I saying? Thank you so much for listening to these podcasts. It's been so fun coming back. It's been so fun coming back. Am I gonna bring the podcast? Am I gonna do a full series? Who knows? Who knows? Let me know what you thought of this episode. If you came to Future Self Nights at the Ganni store with me, let me know how you found it. Send me all your pictures. What have you learned from this chat? I'm just open to talking to you. So if you are new here, you can follow me on Instagram at kyramatthews.com. Oh, what am I saying? You can follow me at Kyra the Bold. K-I-R-A the Bold. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.